Last October, we showed a video of the Exceed WPF data grid, and we got a lot of great comments on that. And today we have an update on what's been going on in Exceed land since then. We have Mark LaRanche, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
From Exceed with us, and he's going to give us that update. So what's going on with the, what's the full name? The Exceed WPF data grid?
Exceed data grid for WPF is the exact name.
There you go.
And we did some extensive work in version 3.0 to make sure that our complete set of clients, everybody across the map, will get some nice improvements and new features as well.
Okay.
One of the most notable improvements for the product has been based on the performance of the product.
Right.
We wanted to make sure that the performance of the application will scale with the needs of the clients and will adapt to their different needs. What we did for this was really crank up the UI virtualization, all the different aspects of the UI virtualization to make sure that the visual tree for the application remains as lean as possible and that we reuse as much as possible what's already in the visual tree.
Right.
So we can expect good memory improvements and good performance improvements.
Okay. So yeah, and virtualization, very important when you have lots of data. And then, so the trade-off there is, as you mentioned, with the visual tree, you don't want to represent data that's not on the screen right now, right?
Exactly.
So so this is a little test application for that?
Well, that's a little sample we built to demonstrate this, which is available in our samples library. This one typically only generates randomly generated fields, and based on the parameters, the column parameters and the row parameters. So we really started with a small data set, which is typical for smaller applications. Vertical scrolling has been improved by a factor of up to 5 times faster, and mostly independent of the amount of rows that that there is in the application.
Right.
So if we jump from a small application to a very large or 100,000 rows, it's going to regenerate the data.
Okay.
But typically, the vertical scrolling remains much smoother, almost instantaneous. It really follows the need of the users.
So like you can't even tell the difference. That's really cool.
Exactly.
So that's vertical scroll, and then you also did something to improve.
One of the aspects that's important is some people have really large data sets in terms of column count. And if you just try to put all the cells within the visual tree, you're just going to end up with like tens of thousands of items in the visual tree, and then the framework can follow with nice performance for the scrolling and so on. So what we did is make sure as well that columns that are rendered out of screen will not be present in the visual tree.
Okay.
So we can show it up also. For the sake of reducing the generation time, I will reduce the number of items to generate, but we can go up to, let's say, 100 columns. And based on that, instead of being 10 columns now, well, we can scroll, and you can have access to the data right now. So and still we preserve performance for the vertical scrolling. That's going to allow them to really browse through the data.
Right. Wow. I love the generated data, by the way. That's, it's like a great way to come up with names for kids or something. Kumo Dejutui. That's great. Okay, so this is the updates to the data grid. What's the new feature that you were going to show us?
Well, along with performance improvements, we've we followed on what was shown previously with Pascal concerning the 3D views.
Yes.
So we built an application, not an application, we built a completely new set of views which are built using real 3D and which are fully customizable.
Okay.
So this allows for almost any possible design based on how user wants to display cards, in fact. Cards in virtual 3D space.
I remember that from the video. Definitely got a lot of positive comments about that.
Well, with that, let me switch to the other application, which kind of showcases that. So here what we have is a products table. Okay. And at this point, we really want to allow the user to browse through the products, but without displaying each and every possible information for the different rows. So we have those products, and we can browse through them. We have nice animated transition between cards. And
And this is real 3D.
This is real 3D. In fact, we've packaged a lot of settings within that application, which is almost the same as the sample we have also in our samples library.
Okay.
I've just extracted a few, but to really show that this is real 3D, well, we can modify any aspects. And from there, we can see everything that's going on with everything. And the range in which you can customize the way the cards are laid out is just amazing. We've built some presets.
Okay.
Well, we've had some fun. Presets come from mostly all of the employees within the company.
Sure.
We tried several different things. We can go up from a simple card strip, which doesn't even look 3D, but has really nice scrolling from side to side, in which we can build even more. Even more aspects, so it's almost endless. One of which we liked a lot, I think, was the black hole. In fact, with customized background, we have had some nice animation with the camera switching from one to the other, and from there, it's just exactly the same thing. It's a transition from item to item, which really gives smoothness and a good look to any application that goes that way.
That's very cool. So all these settings are just changing properties on the control, right?
Exactly. It's simple properties. All the controls we see in the settings pane are settings on the 3D views itself and can be adjusted in a possible way.
Awesome. So, yeah, you can customize the control however you need it. But I just love the fact that there's an actual camera there to, you know, adjust as you go. So that's great.
One of the aspects we tackled with this also was to minimize the need for re-templating the controls.
Okay.
Because it can get overwhelming for somebody that tries to have custom look and feel and custom design for the cards to just get everything in place. So along with the 3D views, we created what we call the multi-surface elements, in which you really can simply determine what goes in which region of the card and how to display it as well. So each region is templatable, and each region can have its own content set.
Okay.
As an example, what we see here is an image region, which is really the image field, and we have a title region. So we decide based on that what's going in there.
Okay.
I'm going to switch to another theme for the 3D views that shows a little more how we can customize this.
Okay.
This is called the Chameleon Theme. In this theme here, currently, we have still an image region, which is somewhat smaller. We still have a title region, but we have also a region which is there for presenting the rest of the information.
Okay.
the fact that we have surface configurations, we can also set different surface for different purposes. If you notice using that theme, The image on the card on the sides do not have the same information displayed as the one in the middle, which allows you to really focus on what's important. In this case, we can easily spot the products which are on the sides,
right?
And then it's going to switch to the center surface configuration when you get there. If you can also notice the title switch from side to side, which is because we have a surface configuration which is for the left side and for the right side.
Okay.
So customization that way it's much simpler, and you don't have to redo really complex control templates. It's a matter of configuration for the regions.
Okay, great.
One last aspect which is interesting for the 3D views is the fact that we actually have card flipping mechanism.
Yes.
In which, in fact, we simply have another surface configuration if we want to flip the cards. So in this case, we just display the complete data row information.
Right. Wow. Very cool.
Also, I wanted to demonstrate a little bit the column stretching feature as mentioned earlier, but I couldn't do it in the other application. That's why I just placed another data grid here under the 3D view.
Okay.
And this one is linked, in fact, to details of the card the card flow view. So here are details, or in fact, our order details for this product, this product that contains this product.
So it's like a master detail.
Exactly.
Kind of a familiar setup there.
A familiar setup, exactly. What's happening here is that the number of fields we have on screen do not fill the area available to the grid.
Okay.
So what's happening is in that case, the last column will be stretched. But mm-hmm. this is a setting, in fact, that the user can choose.
Okay.
If we decide to go and say, no, I want the first column to stretch, well, then resizing everything will just bring forth the fact that it's the first column that's going to resize.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the option to stretch all the columns equally.
Oh, great.
So that resizing the application will just have everything scale together.
That's cool.
Another feature from there, as I mentioned earlier, is the possibility to fix some columns width. So if you need a column which has like 200 pixel wide, well, you can set its width, mm-hmm. but the others will stretch accordingly.
Okay.
We can also have star sizing if you want one to be sized just altogether with other columns and
right.
so on.
That's great. So this is available now, the controls?
Well, yes, this is all available on our website, in which you can download a trial version.
Okay, so they can play with all those settings.
They can play with all the settings and see what they can leverage with that.
Okay,
and
great.
It's available with the XSEED Data Grid 4WPF Professional Edition.
Great. Okay, so, well, thanks for stopping by, Mark.
Well, my pleasure.
I guess I'll see you at PDC?
Yes, we'll be at the PDC this year, along with the booth, so you can come and see us to have a talk and
check out
take
more
a look
3D
at everything.
Views.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, thanks a lot.